Our guest in the cafe this morning is our personal technology commentator, Jeremy Gomez.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. And Jeremy is technology...
Yeah, a business technical analyst for the provost office.
Technical analyst with the provost office at A&M Commerce. Well, I showed you an article with a somewhat shocking headline, The Death of the Smartphone.
Oh, my goodness. What's going to happen next?
And the birth of the next big thing is the rest of the... Yep. The title of the article.
And it was actually a pretty good read, and it actually stemmed off from not just this article, but the author wrote one prior to this about literally the death of the smartphone. And he's thinking the next big thing that we're going to chase down is, we were discussing earlier, the smart glasses, you know, the one things that you wear, not necessarily the wristwatch or the eye watch or the whatnot, because... So to his mind, those aren't taking off as big as they hoped because of the battery life and the processing.
They call them wearables.
Yep, the wearables. And so, you know, it's like the Fitbit and things like that. But this is more so, you know, you have your text and your phone calls, literally someone talking into the wrist type thing. And
Dick Tracy.
Yep, exactly.
Well, the thing about the glasses, mm-hmm. Is that... you could do a lot of the same thing that you do with a smartphone, but you would be hands-free.
Yes.
But now I would say about that is several years ago, I well remember there was a big push for Google Glasses, mm-hmm. right? And boy, that has vanished into thin air. I don't know what happened to Google Glasses.
And kind of the same route as it taken with... you know, the wristwatches and things like that. It was processing and it was battery life and the way that the appeal of the product itself. Now they will get, I think they're probably going to work on design and whatnot, but just think about it. You know, you're having conversations at a restaurant, you know, with these, with smart glasses, and you can actually still have now an engaged eye-to-eye conversation with somebody, and that's going to be somewhat, I think, appealing, as opposed to having two people on a smartphone not talking to each other, down looking at their phones. they're gonna have that information right there to talk and still have that engaged conversation, maybe. So maybe it's an opportunity for us to re-engage that eye-to-eye contact.
Well, that's a great thought. We're talking with Jeremy Gomez, and Jeremy is our personal technology commentator. Now, in this particular article, mm-hmm. One of the reasons he says that he foresees the death of the smartphone is that he thinks that just from a marketing standpoint and sales standpoint, that the smartphone has peaked, and then that all the companies are going to be looking for the next big thing, which he thinks will be the smart glasses.
Yeah, and I mean, all the indicators go that way. I mean, especially when you're starting to talk about these big consumers having Siri. Again, that kind of the automated... not virtual reality, but that is one thing. But the Siri, the Alexa, and the Google Assistant. So those types of pieces, and then attached to also this type of device that's just going to be convenient, like you said. It's going to be something where you wear. It's going to be slick. And yeah, what else can you pack into that phone to make it, you know, more appealing to your consumer? And again, it's because really, they're using it for three basic things, in my opinion, you know, talking, texting, and surfing the web. And, you know, there's not much more you can do to the size. It's already kind of established, you know, unless you go back to that flip phone. Which,
well, and then they point out that the cost has come down.
Yes.
And that even the lower cost, quote, smartphones can do a lot of what the more expensive ones can do. So the profit aspect is going away.
Absolutely. And that consumer mentality, though, then is going to have to switch, because again, people are wanting that next big thing, and those phones are still at the $700, $800 level, but yet again, for what they actually are using it for, they could get by with that $200 phone. Mm-hmm. So that's the mind shift, and I guess the paradigm shift of the consumer purchasing.
It's not just the technology itself, is it? It's all the marketing and sales.
Absolutely.
And the business aspects that drive
it goes hand in hand. Yeah, the technology just kind of follows along with whatever that strategic plan is going to be for them to, you know, make that big buck.
It was an interesting quote, and I'd heard this before, and it's attributed to Henry Ford. If I'd asked people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses.
Yep.
So it's kind of hard to predict what people will go for, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And like I said, they really will go with that the smart glasses venture. I think they're still trying to get that to square away.
So. We're a ways yet from this all taking place, but
But it's faster than, I think it's coming before you know it.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it, and I tell you, it's, I sometimes have the feeling, Jeremy, just make it stop. But I'm afraid that's a losing proposition.
Indeed, it's constantly changing.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Jeremy Gomez, our personal technology commentator and the business technical analyst with the A&M Commerce Provost Office. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.